Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has led his country for 20 years, and he's seeking another five-year term in election Sunday. He was once seen as a reformer, but over the years he's amassed more and more power and jailed critics. Now he faces public outrage over his handling of a deep economic crisis and the country's slow response to February's devastating earthquakes. NPR's Peter Kenyon traveled to Turkey's Black Sea coast, where Erdogan made a combative campaign appearance.
On stage at an arena in the city of Ordu, Erdogan attacked his main rival with an intensity that underscored how close the race appears to be. Without providing credible evidence, Erdogan tried to link opposition candidate Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu to pro-Kurdish militants who have been battling Turkish security forces for decades. Erdogan said Kılıçdaroğlu takes his orders from Kandil, a mountainous area in northern Iraq where the group has bases.
Biz orduyla birlikte.
While we are on the path of Turkey's century, together with Ordu, some people are trying to undermine Turkey, he said. Adding, quote, where does the instruction come from? Kandil. They turn to Kandil and say, we will release all your members in prison. At another rally, Erdogan had played a video, quickly branded a deep fake, which appeared to show Kurdish militants singing the theme song of Kılıçdaroğlu's political party. Erdogan also attacked the opposition coalition, made up of six parties from across the political spectrum, for supporting LGBTQ rights.
Sorsanız, milli görüşçüyüz derler.
Erdogan said the opposition doesn't support what he called the national values of our nation. He then named all six of the opposition parties in the coalition, calling each one, quote, LGBTist. The crowd cheered Erdogan's applause lines and waved the flags of the ruling Justice and Development Party. But people started to leave while the president was still speaking, and those approached by a reporter didn't have much to say. Erdogan was propelled to power in part because of the after effects of a deadly earthquake in 1999, which killed more than 17,000 people and depressed the economy. Now he's facing widespread criticism for his own government's response to this year's devastating earthquake that killed some 50,000 people and left millions homeless. Analyst Soli Özel at Istanbul's Kadir Has University says after leading during Turkey's economic good times, lately Erdogan has presided over a currency crisis and soaring inflation that have Turkish families struggling to make ends meet.
Well, after 20 years in power, and quite frankly, in the middle of a major economic crisis where a big chunk of the Turkish population is getting impoverished, with the total mess in fighting the after effects of the devastating earthquakes of 6 February this year, it is quite remarkable that Mr. Erdogan's loyal followers are still at around 35 to 40% level.
Erdogan has also had contentious relations with the U.S. and Turkey's other NATO allies. Analyst Sibel Aktay at the Chicago Council for Global Affairs says it's also important to remember that Erdogan's standing is in large part due to the government's control of the media and silencing of opposition opinions.
The limitations on free speech that have become outrageous in the last couple of years, especially after the failed coup attempt of 2016, these are some of the sort of scare tactics of the government to curtail dissenting voices.
That's another issue voters may be considering, Erdogan's impact on Turkey's democracy as he concentrated power in his own office. If no candidate gets more than 50% of the vote Sunday, a runoff is scheduled for May 28th. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, in Ordu on Turkey's Black Sea coast.